Graham Laidlaw.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome. We've read the original submission, thanks very much for putting that in. You don't need to read that out to us, but you're welcome to speak to it, and I like to point for us, thanks.
Well, good morning everyone. We farm 480 hectares of deer, beef and winter grazing at Green Point, just out of Bluff. Last year we wintered, well this year, 700 hinds, 100 calves and 1100 dairy cows. Our farm is made up of sand, rock, and we have a bit of hill country where we basically our hinds go up there and calf. Our dairy cows are on sand hills, self-fed on silage pads. All the grass is made on farm. Over the last 10 years, we've been draining our flatter type country. We've put in over 600 cores in overflow. That's all being packed with oyster shell, mussel shell or kinner shell. This works as a biofilter. And the water that leaves our property meets New Zealand drinking water standard. It flows into Fovo Strait on one side and Bluff Harbour on the other side. Along Fovo Strait, anywhere open drains run into it, the powers around there feed off all the nutrients that run into it. If I have to fence off all my open drains, there's a $300,000 bill for me. I can't go farming deer on that type of country now, so I've got to rethink how I do it. On the other side, it runs into Bluff Harbour, and the water meets the New Zealand drinking water standards into there. But Bluff Harbour, you cannot export fish, shellfish, out of Bluff Harbour, because the water quality is not good enough. So where is that coming from? If my water runs into there and meets New Zealand standards, how's Bluff Harbour getting polluted? So you look around it, there's a few farms, one dairy farm way up the top of it, a few houses, and then we have two major industries down here. One's Southport. When there's heavy rain, the discoloration of Bluff Harbour is visible when you're standing up on top of the woodchip pile. When it blows, the woodchips blow into the harbour. Cleanups after ferret boats is just washed into the harbour. So when I'm sitting at home looking out at this, and my water goes in there that's clean, and you're making me do all this, an environment south of known 60% of Southport are now polluting it more than me. It doesn't make me very happy. And then you go over the other side of it, Bluff Harbour, and you've got New Zealand aluminium smelters. There's thousands of tonnes of dross buried in the Tiwai Peninsula. And the contamination of ammonia and nitrogen in the groundwater is still increasing from the dross that was taken back there in 1991. And this is an environment south in Records. And now you're making me fence off my waterways, but you're not making them do anything. So that's my question to you. If it's good enough for the farmers to do it, it must be good enough for industries to do it, especially ones that Southport own. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. We'll see if we have any questions for you, Lord.
Go I'll just go back to your original submission, Graeme, and I think I've got the right one. You've made mention that you can test the physiographic zoning that has been allocated to your property. Is that still the case?
Yep.
And is that, you've got a good understanding of the physiographic as suggested in the plan?
For sand hills and the sand flats that I do, you've classed that as peat.
Okay, and the other thing on your submission, you have intensive winter grazing.
Yes.
You haven't really gone into that any further in your comments, but is that around, what is that around that your concern is? Because you opposed what was outlined in the plan.
With self-feeding winter, you only allow one self-feed pad.
So it's one pad.
Yep.
So what are you asking us to consider?
Well, we have, this year we had 8 pads on our farm. Mm. And spread the cows out. If I have to build one big pad, I'm going to make a hell of a mess. It's easier to do it in smaller numbers.
Okay, so what you, so that would need to be consented,
yep.
Obviously.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Lloyd's covered my points, thank you, Chairman.
Well, just wondering about intensive winter grazing. I presume it's on the sand.
Yes.
So no real sedimentation running off into the coastal area.
No, Environment Southland have been down, that was 3 years ago, they went and had a look at it, and they recommended that every dairy farmer in Southland should have sand. I agreed to it if I could sell it to them.
Yes, you say that the water running off your place meets New Zealand drinking water standards or New Zealand standards. What
yes.
do you mean and what testing has been done for that?
That testing has been done by Water Care at Invercargill and it meets New Zealand drinking water standards.
And how often have you done that testing?
We done that last year, 2 years ago. We had some Uvia premix put on our farm, so we had to do some testing for that.
Okay. Was that done over just one sample or a number of samples over different
times? It was done over a 2 year period.
How many samples did you have?
We tested, Environment Southland tested,
right.
Hills tested. There'd be half a dozen tests we've done.
And what were they looking for specifically?
Aluminium, fluoride and nickel.
Okay, were they looking for bacteria or sediment or anything like that?
That was all part of the test.
That was included, was it?
Yep.
Have you got those results?
Not with me, but I have got Environment South and has copies of them too.
Okay. All right, thanks very much.
And I don't have any further questions, but the point you made about the rural controlling feed pads is an issue that's been raised with us by lots of submitters. And lots of submitters are telling us, look, it doesn't matter how many feed pads we have, as long as they're all managed properly and their effects are appropriate.
Yep.
So it's not the number of them that's the issue, it's how they're designed and managed. So that's an issue that we're well aware of and we'll give some serious thought to. So your points are well made, Ben.
Thank you.
Okay.